This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. Out of stories first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli informs about his health to party secretariat. Prime Minister to undergo his kidney transplantation on coming Wednesday. Home Minister Rambhadur Thapa says government is leading the campaign of sustainable federalism and prosperous nation. And South Korea closes churches as coronavirus daily passes 3,500. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, in today's meeting of Nepal Communist Party Secretariat, has informed its members about his kidney transplantation on this coming Wednesday. Party spokesperson Nayankaji Shrestha, after today's meeting, held at Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar, said the Prime Minister would undergo his kidney transplantation in Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital. His spokesperson Shrestha also informed that the Prime Minister will be admitted to the hospital tomorrow itself. He also clarified that no other political agendas were discussed in today's meeting except the issues of Prime Minister's health. Home Minister Rambhadur Thapa has said that the government has been leading the campaign of sustainable federalism and economically prosperous nation, inaugurating a newly constructed building of District Administration Office Parbat today. Home Minister Thapa said development and prosperity were not possible without peace, stability and good governance. Minister Thapa clarified that the government was effortful to work in the path of development through integrated thought and by solving all the problems in the nation. The Home Minister also reiterated that the government was committed to retribe the encroached Nepali land and protect it from foreign interference. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said that he had found community schools of the country like the Sikh industries. Inaugurating a technical school in Burmajia of Ganeshman Charnat Municipality 9 in Dhanusa yesterday, Minister said the teachers are more responsible in improving the situation of community schools. The Education Minister also said that the Teacher Service Commission would be providing teachers in community schools very soon. 8 people have been injured in a jeep accident in Baithari district this morning, and one of them has been seriously injured, according to District Police Chief of Darchula, Deputy Superintendent of Police Delhi Narayan Pandey. The critically injured is 48-year-old Bisnu Datta Bhatta of Mahakali Municipality in Darchula. All of the injured are receiving treatment at Gokuleshwar Hospital, and the Scorpio jeep heading towards Darchula from Dhangadi met with an accident at Dogata Kedar 5 in Baithadi along Mahakali Highway, and police investigation into the case is underway. The official guidelines for the operation of transportation service run by the private sectors are yet to be issued. The users of Tootle and Patau's riding-sharing service in the Kathmandu Valley is on the rise, while there is no rule to look after transportation service being provided by two-wheelers. According to the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transportation, discussions are underway at the ministry to incorporate the Tootle and Patau service in a bill relating to transport management presented earlier by the Department of Transport Management. Ministry spokesperson said no substantive discussion to this regard has been made yet. You are listening to Red Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now to some international updates. Churches were closed today in South Korea, with many holding online services instead as authorities fought to rein in public gatherings. 376 new coronavirus infections have taken the tally to 3,526 cases, and Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that came a day after the biggest daily jump of 813 cases in South Korea's battle with the largest virus outbreak outside China. And it added that the death toll of 17 was unchanged from Saturday. The opposition Ordinary People's Party has won a resounding victory in Slovakia's parliamentary election on a wave of anti-corruption sentiment. With nearly all results counted, the party has rescued almost 25% votes so far. The Ordinary People's Party popularity soared in recent weeks for its anti-corruption agendas, and the result has been unseated the centre-left Ismer SD party, who has dominated Slovak politics for a decade and garnered just 18%. The US has reported the first death from the new coronavirus in the country in the state of Washington. Officials said the patient was a man in his 50s with underlying health conditions. President Donald Trump said more cases were likely, but added that the country was prepared for any circumstances. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli informs about his health to party secretariat. Prime Minister to undergo his kidney transplantation on coming Wednesday. Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa says government is leading campaign of sustainable federalism and prosperous nation. And South Korea closes searches as coronavirus tally passes 3,500. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.